Disclaimer: the following presentation contains scenes of violence and disturbing content that may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the characters and do not necessarily reflect the views of the producers. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, businesses, places, events, locales, and incidents are either the products of the author's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. Chapter 1. Blood Moon, the Setup. In the heart of an ancient jungle, where time seemed to stand still and the air was thick with the secrets of ages past, a solitary figure moved with purpose. Prince Vikram pushed through the dense undergrowth, each step a deliberate stride forward, his senses keenly attuned to the primal rhythms of the wilderness. Around him, the forest whispered its ancient melodies, a symphony of life and mystery that surrounded him on all sides. Under the ghostly glow of the moon, ominous shadows danced, amplifying the palpable tension that saturated the air, thick as an impenetrable mist. With every step, his mind spun with visions of the looming peril that threatened his beloved brother and sister-in-law, propelling him forward through the tangled labyrinth of foliage and vines. Beside him strode a formidable cohort of 12 warriors, a hand-picked assembly renowned for their prowess in combat, healing arts, and strategic acumen. Each one a paragon of their craft, they advanced with unwavering resolve, their unified presence a testament to their unyielding allegiance to Vikram and his noble cause. Each a virtuoso in their own right, they marched in silent solidarity, bound by a shared determination to confront whatever trials awaited them on the horizon. The group stealthily navigated through the labyrinthine undergrowth, their movements shrouded by the murmuring foliage and distant calls of wildlife. Vikram convened his comrades in a hushed gathering, urgency etched into every line of his face. "We must make haste to my brother's camp," he implored, his voice a barely audible whisper yet resonating with unwavering resolve. "The impending peril must be quelled before it strikes." With resolute determination, they delved deeper into the heart of the jungle, their unity a shield against the encroaching shadows. Nestled along the serene border of two harmonious kingdoms, the encampment of Vikram's kin exuded an aura of tranquil anticipation, eagerly anticipating the dawn of new life. Yet beneath the veneer of peace, a palpable unease lingered, not stemming from external dangers, but from the ominous uncertainties that loomed ahead. As twilight descended, casting a soft, golden glow upon the campsite, a tranquil stillness enveloped the surroundings. Amidst the gentle dance of flickering flames, Krishna Singh, Vikram's brother, stood by his radiant wife Priyanka. She bore the illustrious lineage of being both the daughter of Chandangarg's king and the sister to Karanjan, the prince of the realm and Vikram's closest confidant, who was present there with his wife, Naina. Their expressions depicted a blend of emotions, reflecting the eager anticipation of impending parenthood intertwined with the subtle apprehension inherent in such monumental moments. Their bond, forged in the innocence of childhood laughter and fortified through shared trials, was unyielding as the mightiest fortress. What had begun as a childhood friendship had blossomed into a union of genuine affection and mutual respect. Krishna and Karanjan, both brimming with excitement at the prospect of fatherhood, had embarked on this journey to share the joyous news of their wives' pregnancies. The promise of new life had only served to deepen their connection. Yet, as darkness cloaked the forest in an eerie silence, a sense of unease settled within Vikram's heart. His path was fraught with uncertainty, but amidst the shadows, a glimmer of hope persisted. Together, they would face whatever challenges lay ahead. The sudden halt ordered by Sohan Singh, renowned for his unmatched skill in detecting and neutralizing concealed dangers, caught them off guard. Yet, their unwavering trust in each other required no explanation. His pointed gesture towards a looming cloud of pink poison gas spoke volumes, a silent yet urgent warning of imminent danger. With rapid reflexes, the elite warriors swiftly covered their faces, their resolve unshaken. Concealing their determination behind protective masks, Vikram and his companions steeled themselves to confront the unseen threat. In the face of adversity, their unity and resolute determination served as a guiding light amidst the encroaching darkness. Prince Vikram dashed alongside Ravi, their eyes scanning the surroundings for any sign of potential antidotes. Ravi, known for his exceptional expertise in herbology, medicine, and poisons, motioned for the group to move towards the nearby morago bushes. With urgency guiding their actions, they swiftly collected the leaves, each person tucking one under their tongue. Then, taking five more leaves, they rubbed them together to form a paste. Dividing the paste into two portions, they inserted it into their nostrils, fortifying themselves against the looming threat. Nevertheless, Prince halted Robbie's advance, urging him to seek out an alternative herb. They understood that while this remedy could temporarily stall the effects of the pink poison, its potency would inevitably prove lethal if an antidote remained elusive by sunrise. There existed an unshakable faith among the men, a trust ingrained within their very souls, uniting them with the strength of unbreakable bonds. Confronting adversity, not a single soul among them wavered in their resolve to adhere to the outlined strategy. Ravi, steadfast as ever, didn't hesitate to support Prince's choice of prioritizing the quest for an antidote over engaging in the imminent conflict. He comprehended the gravity of the circumstance, recognizing that their very survival hinged upon discovering a remedy to counter the lethal threat of the pink poison. Forged together in the fires of shared adversity and steadfast allegiance, they advanced, their resolve unyielding even amidst uncertainty. Each member embraced their role in this perilous odyssey, ready to confront whatever challenges lay ahead, be it on the battlefield or in the quest for liberation from the looming toxic peril. As Prince Vikram and his comrades drew nearer to their destination, a palpable sense of dread pervaded the atmosphere, shrouded in an unsettling silence punctuated only by the sinister echoes of unseen malevolence. Tension hung thick in the air, each step forward akin to a descent into the abyss of darkness. Prince Vikram shared a knowing look with Daksh, the astute master of Qom. At strategy, their silent communication revealing the depth of their deliberation. Should they adhere to the disciplined and tactical formations of the Saptarishi, or unleash the unrestrained fury of the Kalahagni, renowned for its relentless aggression on the battlefield? The choice loomed large, holding the power to tip the scales between triumph and failure, survival and demise. In the midst of their silent contemplation, Sohan, the sharp-eyed scout of their band, perched atop a towering tree, let out a piercing cry. His urgent voice shattered the stillness, drawing the attention of the others to the grim scene unfolding below. 40 adversaries lurked amidst the shadows, their fallen comrades scattered like abandoned pieces on a dark chessboard, a stark testament to the danger that lay ahead. With each passing moment, the weight of the impending confrontation pressed upon them, their senses heightened, nerves strung tight as they readied themselves to face the looming peril. Each member of the group steeled their resolve, prepared to meet whatever fate awaited them in the murky depths of the forest. The attackers appeared foreign to the land, their faces devoid of remorse as they reveled in the chaos they had wrought. They had discarded their armor and protective gear, their twisted celebration marking the culmination of their malevolent deeds. As Prince Vikram's group drew closer to the site, the air was filled with the harrowing screams of women and the chilling echoes of evil laughter. The urgency of the situation weighed heavily upon them all. Though seasoned in battle, they had never encountered such wanton brutality and inhumanity. The soldiers outside were desecrating the corpses, their actions a grotesque display of savagery. Limbs were mutilated, and the blood of fallen warriors stained the earth. Amidst the chaos, two invaders held a soldier captive, his hand severed and agony etched upon his face. Two others mercilessly aimed kicks at his knees, competing to see who could shatter them first, their laughter ringing out in cruel mockery of the suffering before them. The scene before them was a tableau of horror, each act of cruelty more appalling than the last. In the face of such barbarity, Prince Vikram and his companions steeled themselves for the grim task ahead, knowing that they must confront this evil and restore justice to the land. The air hung heavy with the stench of violence and depravity. The cacophony of screams and laughter emanating from the camp sent shivers down even the most hardened warriors' spines. Despite the revulsion it instilled, this grim symphony provided the perfect cover for their approach, allowing them to move swiftly and silently towards their targets. Prince Vikram and Daksh, seasoned strategists, quickly devised a plan. They settled on the Saptarishi formation, a maneuver known for its precision and overwhelming force. With a silent nod, the group sprang into action, their movements fluid and coordinated. The warriors moved as one, their steps measured and purposeful as they closed in on their quarry. Each member knew their role, their training and experience guiding their every move. As they approached the camp, Prince's keen eyes scanned the surroundings, assessing the situation and planning their next move. A coordinated assault was essential for success, so he divided his forces accordingly. 7 members were tasked with neutralizing the guards stationed outside, while the remaining 4, including himself, would infiltrate the tent where the royal family was believed to be held captive. With practiced perfection, both groups proceeded to their respective tasks. Prince and his group stealthily infiltrated the tent, while the other 7 men, led by Daksh in Saprishi formation, prepared to engage the soldiers outside. They breached the tent from the roof, and what they witnessed inside eclipsed even the horrors they had glimpsed outside. As we conclude Chapter 1, Whispers of Rebellion, The Gathering Storm, we've been swept into a world on the brink of upheaval. The initial stirrings of rebellion, whispered in hushed tones among the disenchanted and the disenfranchised, have set the stage for a tale of power, intrigue, and the quest for justice. The chapter leaves us with a palpable sense of tension, as the disparate threads of discontent begin to weave together into a tapestry of potential insurrection. The characters we've met, each with their own burdens and secrets, are poised on the edge of choices that could alter the course of their lives and the fate of the kingdom. As we peer into the gathering clouds of Chapter 2, echoes of the past, unveiling shadows, the story promises to delve deeper into the complex web of history and enmity that binds the characters and their destinies. The shadows of the past loom large, ready to reveal long-hidden truths and forgotten vendettas that could either smother the flames of rebellion or fan them into a roaring inferno. Listeners are invited to journey further into this intricately crafted world, where every whisper could be a lie, every ally a potential foe. The stage is set for a saga where the line between right and wrong blurs, and the fight for the future is rooted in the echoes of the past. Chapter 2 beckons, promising revelations that will test the bonds of loyalty, challenge the strength of convictions, and perhaps unveil the true price of freedom.